Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Spending Time with the Manger.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." There are Christmas cribs in almost all shapes and colors. Classic Alpine nativity scenes, those of well-known toy manufacturers, or completely abstract, where you can actually guess rather than see what is to be represented. But always the same thing is depicted. Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus, who are usually in a stable. And that is beautiful because ultimately the mystery of Christmas is expressed vividly. God becomes man. And not well protected in a palace or a safe house, but in a miserable stable. In the crying baby, God really lives and experiences everything that we humans also experience and suffer. What an expression of God's infinite love for us. This is how we know it from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But if we take a look at the Gospel of John, the incarnation of God is presented somewhat differently here. It is not about the touching story of the couple who had to give birth to the child in a stable, but John starts with philosophical thoughts about God. God is the Word, and this Word is from the beginning, before it becomes flesh, that is, man, and dwells among us. And with that, John brings a thought into play that is worth to be looked at more closely. God becomes man as one of us. He experiences and suffers all that we also experience. 3-month colic, scraped knees, quarrels with parents and friends, growing up and finding himself. But at the same time, he always remains God. Jesus, even as a man, always remains the other, because he is and always remains the Word, who from the beginning was one with the Father. And only God can create matter through his Word. While we human beings can do a lot with our words, we can never create new worlds. But through God's word, all life comes into being. And only through his word, the light shines in the darkness, which we need especially in the second corona year. Here it becomes clear how great and wonderful God is. Without him, we, our world, our life would be unthinkable. Before this, we may stop and dwell in amazement. For John makes it clear to us, the child in the manger is the eternal word, and he enables us to glimpse the glory of God. All things are possible to him, and yet he becomes one of us so that we may have the opportunity to behold him. In this, to look at him means to look at him, perhaps in the manner to contemplate him and thus to welcome him, to become a child of God ourselves. We human beings do not have to do great works to belong to God. To welcome him can mean to open ourselves to him, not to walk carelessly past the manger, but to pause and let ourselves be touched by how much God loves us, how deeply he draws near to us so that we can participate in him, and what he takes upon himself in Jesus so that death does not have the last word for us. Here it can be helpful and exciting to read the Bible more often, for in its texts one can directly encounter the Word of God. In doing so, you can also discover how incredibly complex the Bible is and what experiences people have had with God long before us. So it is worth reaching for the Book of Books and may even become a new habit in this new year. So it can be worthwhile to spend the still quiet beginning of the year, which is also marked by Corona this time, simply in front of the manga, at home, in the living room, or in the nearest church. Because who knows what can happen when you get involved in the deep mystery of Christmas. The Word, who was from the beginning, becomes man, becomes human, gets fully involved in our earthly life, so that we can be enlightened and be children of God.